It's all over the news. The war on terror must be revived. That's the shriek from the Jewish-owned press following the Paris attacks, allegedly carried out by ISIS. Just overnight, Israeli spy services are oh so indispensable to French intelligence. We're in for a beefed-up security state now, and that means TSA agents at stadiums and concert halls. Chertoff and Lieberman and their shills at DHS will have a ball. But what's really disturbing is what the press is not telling us. Bet you didn't know that the Pentagon knew about the existence of ISIS all the way back in 2012 and used them to destroy Assad.
Many people would argue that the US actually saw the rise of ISIL coming and turned a blind eye, or even encouraged it as a counterpoint to Assad. And a secret analysis by the agency you ran, the Defense Intelligence Agency, in August 2012 said, and I quote, "There is the possibility of establishing a declared or undeclared Salafist," it's not secret anymore, it was released under FOI. The quote is, "There is the possibility of establishing a declared or undeclared Salafist principality in eastern Syria, and this is exactly what the supporting powers to the opposition want in order to isolate the Syrian regime." The US saw the ISIL caliphate coming and did nothing. Did you see this document in 2012? Was this come across your table?
Yeah. I paid very close attention
okay.
to all this.
So when you saw this, did you not pick up a phone and saying, what on earth are we doing supporting these Syrian rebels?
That kind of information is presented and
what did you
do about those become, I argued about it.
Did you say we shouldn't be supporting these groups?
I did. I mean, we argued about the different groups that were there, and we said, you know, who is it that is involved here?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, "The Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgency in Syria." Mm-hmm. In 2012, the US was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that if you're worried about the rise of, quote unquote, Islamic extremism?
I mean, I hate to say it's not my job.
But it was Obama's and Hollande's job to make policy on the covert arms transfers. Hollande even admitted to arming the Syrian rebels in breach of the EU arms embargo, knowing full well that the weapons would fall into the hands of hardline jihadists. And why doesn't the press mention that ISIS is terrorizing only Western interests abroad, but not laying a hand on Israel and its interests? Is it because ISIS is enabled by the Mossad, Israel's CIA? It's a known fact that Israel's been treating wounded al-Nusra jihadists in its hospitals and sending them back to Syria to terrorize Assad. France has turned a blind eye to this. For after all, Hollande and Bibsy are bosom buddies. Intelligence experts say that the Islamic terror network has been infiltrated by Mossad, whose assets pose as imams and members of terrorist cells who plan and fund terrorist attacks that benefit the Jewish state. For in the post-Paris attacks, it's looking like a Mossad-orchestrated false flag. Take this Syrian passport dropped by one of the terrorists before dying. I mean, what terrorist carries his passport on a suicide mission? And what about the terrorist whose last words were, "Syria, Syria"? It's all kind of suspicious, don't you think? For Jewry's plan is to turn Western guns on Syria, not to wipe out ISIS, but to wipe out Assad and the legitimate Syrian government, who stand in the way of Zionist hegemony in the Middle East.